Back to wrap up KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, I think this was a pretty interesting show. We seem to be focusing on all the negative things that are going on in society, but the fact of the matter is these negative things are of a much greater magnitude than a lot of the events that the newscasters talked about, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago. Jimmy, let's talk again about the Chinese balloon and the other problems that we're having.
Yeah, this has not been a good week, nor a good year, nor a good administration for the Biden team. What they're facing with today is this: the revelations that the Chinese have been have a balloon that's crossing the northwest United States, moving eastward towards the central U.S. at about 60,000 feet, that appears to have an intelligence collection capability on board.
Now let me ask you, Jimmy. Do you think this is a prelude to the Chinese taking some military action for whatever reason? I mean, God knows there's a lot of reasons out there that one could point to.
Well, I do think that this balloon activity, and apparently the Canadians have identified a second balloon. Yeah. I'm not sure about the reporting on that at this point, but the Department of Defense has verified this first balloon was from China. The Chinese have acknowledged that it was their balloon, that it was a mistake, apparently. And of course, what I would speculate, it apparently has, it's again traveling at about 60,000 feet. It's above most air travel and actually out of the reach of most aircraft. So it has some sort of a package underneath. My guess is one of two issues with this, and maybe a combination of both. The first one is that their overhead space capability intelligence collection has a shortfall, and they needed to get a better collection capability closer to the areas across the western United States, northwestern United States, primarily the nuclear facilities and of course, telecommunications networks, and of course, geo mapping of all those locations. And that would show a gap in their intelligence capability. The second aspect would be a very bold public statement that they basically have zero respect for the Biden administration, because it turns out that Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, was supposed to be traveling next week in an unannounced visit to Beijing to meet with the Chinese leadership, with their foreign minister, to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Yeah. Well, that's very possible. I think this is a prelude, personally, for some type of military action by the Chinese, and I think they are ascertaining right now just how much of a foe the United States could be. Their action could be anything from getting involved in the Ukraine to getting Taiwan back. Both of those would be pretty negative actions for the United States.
Well, I think the primary purpose would be to, again, collect specific intelligence data. But look, the Russians, the Chinese, many of these countries that we are, you know, in opposition against or competitors with, they send very clear signals. And this is a very clear signal. You know, a massive balloon over your airspace is not something that just kind of flows by. It could be a test to see if we're capable of identifying it, and then they could put some other type of system in there, maybe an EMP system. I hear some speculation. I see that on some of the websites that there could have been an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon aboard, something like that, or could be in the future, that would create massive outages of electronic communications in the United States and potentially shut down the networks that our defense systems are on. So that's a frightening thought. No matter what, it's preparing for something, and it's definitely sending a signal. And, you know, the Chinese government has stated very clearly that they want to reintegrate Taiwan, that Taiwan is a rogue province from mainland China. And, of course, economically, Taiwan is getting more powerful with Europe. It's very closely aligned with the United States, and there's very little fear of this administration taking any action after the debacle that they saw in Afghanistan, and of course, being so bogged down with the massive resources we're pumping into Ukraine, the weapon shortages, and then the Chinese control of so many resources, rare earth metals, as well as basic manufacturing needs like aluminum, that are controlled by markets controlled by Chinese businesses and government, which makes it very difficult for the United States to defend if they were to take action.
Jimmy, I'll tell you something. I think this may sound way out in left field, but I don't think it is. I think the actions within Congress that are perpetrated by the ALC coalition, I will call them, I think they show that the United States is not together in terms of working to solve problems. I mean, when you have someone like Omar standing up and being as passionate as she was about being asked to leave or told to leave one of the committees, I think it shows that. And this is on top of
Adam Schiff and
Schiff. Yeah, it really shows that our country is really disorganized in its administration and organization.
Well, I think so. I don't really look. It's politics are always ugly. I wouldn't say that these two events are anything out of the norm. In fact, it just happened in the last congressional hearing that they kicked out Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So that's nothing really new. Politics are politics. The uglier the politics, actually, the more open it is to the public. There are a lot of factors that are distracting, and there's a lot of things that are happening underneath that are being driven by other powers and other information controllers that basically take away Americans' full knowledge of what's happening in out in the world right now. We are being distracted by many, many issues. But the bottom line is the inability of a governing leadership to either protect its own interests or protect the interests of its people is not a legitimate government, in my view. And what we're seeing here with the Biden regime is they really have lost the bubble on protecting American interests in so many ways, on the border, on the economy, on crime, certainly with international and foreign policy issues. And this just unbelievable continuation of with no strategy to in Ukraine, very damaging to the United States, very damaging to stability in the world, because the United States, like it or not, is the biggest economy and has the biggest military capability. But right now we have the most incompetent leadership this nation has ever seen.
Well, I have to tell you, I think this open border on the south is showing the Russians and the Chinese just how ineffective we as an organization are. I mean, can you imagine if some burg adjacent to China said, we're now independent, we're not part of your deal? They would just go in and annihilate them.
Well, and so is it ineffective or is it planned? This is the question.
Yeah.
Is the Biden administration basically meeting the requirements from very influential lobbyists that are being controlled by other interests? For instance, the Chamber of Commerce. They want borders open so they can get more labor in the United States. The Chinese government, they want control of tech companies in their country, but they want the tech countries to control information in the United States. There's a lot of powers out there, a lot of ideologically driven, influential financial powerhouses that are driving these agendas that I think are very focused on globalization and look at other markets, and they think they can buy their way out of problems. Unfortunately, it's to the detriment of the United States and the average Americans that are working here trying to make a living.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. And I think basically what we're saying here as we conclude the show in about 20 seconds is that the United States has slipped to the status of, yes, we're the biggest power in terms of what we've done in the past, but in terms of what we're doing in the contemporary world, we are absolutely ridiculous.
This is how nations collapse, Al.
Yeah, exactly. And that is such a shame. Ladies and gentlemen, we are pretty upset right now about what's going on. Let us know how you feel about it, and we will be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.